TV cruelty. TV shows that take things too far. The X Factor. Britain's Got Talent. American Idol. TV talent shows are popular all over the world. But why? Is it because we share the contestants' hopes and dreams? Or is it because we enjoy watching them get humiliated? Take the programme Joe Millionaire. It follows the lives of single women looking for the man of their dreams. She's introduced to a rich, handsome bachelor who takes her on a series of incredible dates. But once she's fallen for him, it's revealed that he is, in fact, penniless. Then she has to choose whether to stay with him or not. And we supposedly learn about her true values. Then there's Who's the Daddy? Which is about adopted women trying to find their birth fathers. The problem is, there are 7 actors who claim to be their real father. But it's all right. If she picks her real daddy, they both win a cash prize. Many say that reality talent shows such as The X Factor and Britain's Got Talent are the worst of the lot. Each week, we watch talentless contestants make fools of themselves. For many viewers, these disastrous auditions are the highlight of the show. To add to the contestants' misery, they're often mocked and ridiculed by the judges. One of the most famous judges in the UK is Simon Cowell. He's notorious for his insults, put-downs and wisecracks about contestants and their abilities. And he's popularly known as the King of Mean. Some of his most famous remarks include the following. Shave off your beard and wear a dress. You'd be a great female impersonator. Or, that was terrible. I mean, just awful. My advice would be, if you want to pursue a career in the music business, don't. Did you really believe you could become the next American Idol? Well, then you're deaf. Many find the rejection and humiliation too much. One contestant from American Idol committed suicide. But sometimes even the winners suffer. Susan Boyle became a worldwide star overnight on Britain's Got Talent. Boyle, born in Scotland, 1961, appeared as a contestant on the show on the 11th of April, 2009, singing I Dreamed a Dream from the musical Les Miserables. Although she didn't come in first place, her album, released in November 2009, debuted as the number one best-selling CD in charts around the world. However, she was unable to cope with the pressure and attention, and she suffered a nervous breakdown soon after. Reality TV often seems to walk a fine line between entertainment and exploitation. And although it comes in many different forms, it usually does the same thing. Serve up the audience with victims to laugh at. Now, is that morally right?